Since Jiang Zemin's regime started cracking down on Falun Gong in July of 1999, its persecution of Falun Gong practitioners has become more violent and brutal despite worldwide condemnations. Mr. Tan Yongji is a 28-year-old worker in a furniture factory in Bao'an. On April 26, 2001, he was arrested and brutally beaten by policemen. Because he refused to give up practicing Falun Gong, he was sent to a labor camp without trial. Mr. Tan was held there for over a month. The guards burned Mr. Tan's legs and thighs 13 times with an iron rod. While enduring much pain, Mr. Tan managed to escape the labor camp and end up in the United States on June 24th. He is now being hospitalized for his injuries in the Park Plaza Hospital in Houston. Mr. Tan's doctor, Dr. Gail Burbridge, stated,
"What happened to Mr. Tan here is that he was burned severely with a hot metal rod, probably like a branding iron, and he had multiple third-degree burn wounds along the outsides of both legs and on the inside of this leg. As you can see, there are two here, there are three in this upper leg, two down here, several on this side as well, a series on that side. These wounds that were on his lower legs were actually down into the muscle tissue itself, so they were very severe wounds."
Mr. Wang Bin was 47 years old and a computer engineer. In October 2000, he was brutally beaten to death while in police custody. A 60-year-old woman named Li Yanhua lived in Dashi Bridgetown. On February 19, 2000, policemen beat her to death using billy clubs. A disabled practitioner named Zhang Shenfan lived in Twin City. In the early morning of June 10, 2000, Mr. Zhang was taken from his bed and arrested. Zhang was tortured to death 3 days later. On June 20, 2001, four Falun Gong practitioners were tortured to death in the town of Baiguo. After severely beating Wang Huajun, government officials dragged her to the front of the town hall and burned her alive. Officials later told the audience that it was self-immolation. Another two practitioners were dragged to death by police on motorcycles. Later in that same month, a mass slaughter occurred in Wanjia labor camp in Heilongjiang province. It is confirmed now that 15 female Falun Gong practitioners were persecuted to death. The government reported it as a suicide. The torture and killing of Falun Gong practitioners has spread across 28 provinces and cities. Thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have experienced brutal beatings and other unspeakable physical punishments. Additionally, millions of innocent relatives and friends were included in the government's atrocities. The death toll is rising sharply. March 2000, 14 practitioners were beaten to death while the United Nations Human Rights Commission was in session. During the last month of China's application to the Olympics, there were 35 death cases, according to unverified reports. As of August 17, 2001, more than 500 practitioners have been given long prison terms. Over 1,000 practitioners have been illegally committed to mental hospitals. Over 20,000 have been sent to the labor camps without trial. Over 100,000 have been arrested and jailed, and finally, 264 Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted to death. This is an average of 10 deaths per month. On November 23, 2000, Dr. Tan Chunyang was charged and sentenced to 3 years in prison as a result of a secret trial held in Beijing. Tung successfully videotaped and passed to Western journalists the activities inside Chinese mental hospitals, documenting the forced detention and torture of healthy and innocent Falun Gong practitioners. Dr. Tung Chunyan is in imminent danger of being subjected to the same torture and abuse that she risked her life to end. Resolution 128 of the 107th Congress officially records, whereas Tung Chunyan is a permanent resident of the United States, Falun Gong practitioner, and researcher who has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for spying by the government of the People's Republic of China, apparently for conducting research which documented violations of the human rights of Falun Gong adherents in China, has been deprived of her basic human rights by being placed on trial in secret, and her appeal to the Beijing Higher People's Court was denied on May 11, 2001. 27-year-old Wang Lixuan appealed on behalf of Falun Gong in Beijing. She was arrested on October 21, 2000. 2 weeks later, she and her 8-month-old baby died at the Tuanhe labor camp in Beijing. Examination of the bodies revealed Wang Lixuan's neck broken, swollen lumps to the head, and needle tracks in her waist. The ankles of the baby had severe bruises. There were scars on the face and blood in the nose, indicating that her baby had been hung upside down. Liu Shuhong was 25 years old and 8 months pregnant. She was arrested on the charge of practicing Falun Gong. While in prison, policemen forced her to have an abortion. Zhao Xin, 32 years old, was arrested on June 19, 2000. She was beaten until her neck was broken. Afterwards, she was sent to the hospital in handcuffs and shackles. After suffering for 6 months, she finally died on December 11. October 2000, 18 female practitioners were stripped and sent naked to men's cells in the Masanjia labor camp. In the evening of May 14th of 2001, a female Falun Gong practitioner was beaten for more than an hour and raped afterwards by a Beijing policeman. Forty-nine-year-old Ms. Xu Bei lived in Fuyang City. She was persecuted to death in Huangzhou Mental Hospital on September 10, 2000. Ma Yanfang from Zhu City was forced into a mental hospital in May of 2000. 2 months later, she was tortured and killed. Zhao Xinli, a lieutenant in Zhukou City, was sent to mental hospital number 261 of the Liberation Army. His situation still remains unknown. Su Gang was illegally committed to a mental hospital and was injected every day with several unnamed drugs. He later died on June 10, 2000. Since July 1999, at least 43 mental hospitals in China have participated in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. More than 1,000 practitioners were sent to these hospitals and injected with unknown drugs. The injections led to the loss of memory, severe headaches, nausea, vomiting, extreme weakness, and loss of consciousness. The brutal persecution of Falun Gong also includes force feeding, forced re-education, forced heavy labor, and more. There have been over 100 methods of torture identified that are regularly used against Falun Gong practitioners. Some of these methods include rape of female prisoners by police and male prisoners, widespread use of electric stun devices, force feeding, forced injections, snake and scorpion bites, or exposure to mosquito infestations, piercing fingertips with bamboo sticks, piercing nipples with wire, prolonged hanging by wrists, prolonged and daily beating. Practitioners have been bound and gagged with contaminated articles stuffed in their mouths, deprived of sleep, socially humiliated, endured prolonged exposure to extremely cold temperatures. Forced to stand in physically exhausting postures while placed in medieval-style torture chambers. According to victims' descriptions, these chambers were designed too low for the victim to stand and too narrow for them to sit. Additionally, leaning was not possible because the walls and ceiling were lined with a series of nails and spikes. The bottom of this chamber was filled with foul, contaminated water. Currently, there are many Falun Gong practitioners being persecuted every minute. Every minute, the lives of Falun Gong practitioners in mainland China are in danger. We must take action immediately. We ask that all kind-hearted people of the world unite to help end this brutal persecution.
This has to stop, and I will call upon the Chinese regime to stop the oppression immediately, to respect the freedom of expression, and to start negotiating and seeking a dialogue with Falun Gong practitioners.
För att få Kina att bättre följa mänskliga rättigheter.
Après des années de recherche, j'ai découvert cette méthode de libération extraordinaire qu'est le Falun Gong.
Protestera mot de grova brotten mot mänskliga rättigheter.
So respects human rights and respects freedom.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
And those who are suffering.
It is our responsibility to do everything that we can.